This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another section of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Oh, yeah. You know what? I went out in the last hour, just ripped about this. First of all, you heard that Paul Pelosi, and again, if he is hurt, okay, I don't wish death on the guy. I don't want him in the hospital for 12 weeks. I mean, seriously. Nobody I know in my party, in my area, conservatism, nobody wants anyone hurt. All right. Seriously. But I get the biggest kick out of this. We're going to do more on this later on, but I'm overflowing here. Okay? Now, Nancy Pelosi's husband violently assaulted inside his home. I mean, without 10-foot walls. Okay? Security all over the place. They really, as somebody said in my chat room, which is true, they hit him in the head with a hammer and all it did was crack his skull. Are you serious? Was it a Nerf hammer? I mean, really. Again, I don't want the guy to be dead. I don't want him in the hospital. I don't want him, with skull fractured. None of this stuff. All right? They have no real clues. You listen to them speak, they're leaving you with more questions than you know. I'm looking at the compound now. So seriously. Now, we could back up a little bit. What's the crime rate in San Francisco? What is the crime rate like, right, in a city that is Democrat-dominated? Right? No, come on. Democrat dominated. They run, the county is all run by Democrats. The city's all run by Democrats. The schools are run by Democrats. It's one of the most unsafe cities in the country. Right? They have poop maps so you don't step in human excrement all over the place. Shall I go on? I mean, really, unbelievable. They took a beautiful, beautiful. My dad, when he used to come to town from Boston, I met him up there on a few occasions. And we would sit by the water and we would talk. We do illegal stuff like eat salami and drink wine. Because that's what Italians do. And just enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the bay. You can't do that anymore, even in broad daylight. But this is somehow all due to right-wing policies, right? The homicides are on the increase. Crime is on the increase. 73% rise in car thefts and car break-ins. No, really. Right? And you would think You would think that because they know it's Nancy Pelosi's area, don't you think they would have more around there? Right? Don't you think they would have more police around there, more security around there, that kind of thing? I find all of this just amazing. And nobody's asking these questions. But as I started to say earlier, candidate for Congress. See, these people will do anything. They will say anything and do anything to make a case that doesn't exist. A nudist from Berkeley somehow was instigated, is a right-wing whatever, instigated to go hurt the left. And we'll talk a little later on about all the left-wing lunatics that have gone after Republicans, or conservatives for that matter. And you never hear anything about that, do you? Have you? Probably not. Remember when Rand Paul was brutally beaten? Savagely beaten. Nancy Pelosi's daughter celebrated. Did you hear anything about that? No, I didn't think so. Not a word. Didn't think you would. Right? There's definitely two sets of standards. No, all kinds of standards. For everybody else but them. And the police have made it even worse. We'll go through some of that, too, later. According to the police, they tried to tie him up until Nancy got home. Well, they saw her, but I guess she might scare somebody. You know what I'm saying? The police said that the suspect was David DePoppy, it looks like, a Berkeley resident. You know, he's a former Castro nudist protester. I don't know what that means. Really. Anyway, after the story hit, and I don't know enough yet to know, but after the story hit, Juicy Smollett, as I used to say, was trending on Twitter. Don't you find that interesting? Right? So the FBI to San Francisco and San Francisco police were involved. So again, I'm dying to see how this turns out. I'm not gonna get deep into what I believe is going on here. But as one of my people said, if you get hit in the head with a hammer, doesn't crack it, leaves one heck of a hole. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot more to talk about. Attorney Larry Klayman joins me. We're going to discuss whether or not the RNC can really take on lawsuits through the election and win.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Welcome to your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, I always talk about this. I always find it interesting that everybody's all excited that Republicans might take back the House and take back the Senate and we'll be in power again. And, oh, my God, life is going to be great. The, you know, sea's going to part and God's going to show up on the scene. Well, guess what? We've had control before. So I really hope if these guys really want to maintain control, if they really want a Republican president in the next cycle, that they do the right thing. But the first, you know, first things first is we got to get them elected. We've got to get them in office. And I truly believe that there's going to be shenanigans going on because there's already shenanigans going on. Here in California, in my house, I actually have a ballot for somebody who died. I have a ballot for somebody who's been gone out of this house for almost, I don't know, 15 years maybe. And somebody who left this house 2 years ago. So forgive me. If you're not really trusting the system, if you would. But I've got attorney Larry Klayman on with me, and Larry is the founder and former chairman of successful nonprofit foundation Judicial Watch. And Larry says that there are already lawsuits in action here, Larry, that should help us, yes?
Hopefully it will help, Joe. I mean, they didn't help last time, did they? And, you know, I got to tell you something about California, because I spent a lot of time in California, obviously. I'm from Florida.
Yep.
But I had a best friend of mine, he's an A-list writer in Hollywood, walk in and ask the polling people, would you like to see my identification? And he was told it's illegal to request identification or even to show it in California. Can you believe that? And then I have other people that have walked in who've gotten paper ballots. Got another one when they walked into a polling place, they could have voted with a voting machine. And these are government workers. I mean, if you think they're really checking, you live on another planet. I mean, not you, but other people.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever the lawsuits are, they're going to cheat. It's a lot like the NSA. I got an injunction against them for mass surveillance, but they continued to do it anyway. Didn't matter. So you can't expect that whatever happens on November 8th, either side is going to believe it's legit. And I firmly believe, and one of the things I was doing with a mutual friend, Andrea Kay, of Salem Radio, who she participated, and I would like you in the future to participate as well in our Third Continental Congress. I believe we need a new government, not a new nation, and we need to fine-tune our Constitution. We need to put safeguards in there, because I frankly do not have confidence, even if the Republicans win the House or the Senate, that things are going to change. When, as you pointed out, when they've had control of all three branches of government in the last several years, they didn't balance the budget. They didn't reform Obamacare. In fact, now Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, hopes to be Speaker of the House, says, I'm not going to bother with Obamacare anymore. And then he says, I'm not going to bother with impeachment. I mean, Joe Biden can do what he wants. He can be bribed from China, Ukraine, Russia. He can open the borders, endangering our national security. He can commit negligent homicide in Afghanistan. We're just going to move on because we're part of this crowd. And we're the National League and Democrats are the American League. And we're both making money hand over fist. So in the words of Hillary Clinton, to sum it all up in the proper context, what difference does it make? I just don't think it makes a difference who wins.
Well, I agree with you. You know, as I said, I agree with you. They've had control before. They've had the ability to do things and win, and they choose not to do it. My concern is do they need to have some hearings? Sure, they need to have some hearings. My fear is they're going to fill up every room with hearings to the point where they're not going to pass any legislation. And even if they know that Joey B, as I lovingly refer to him as, even if they know that Joey B is not going to sign these things, they need to do the legislation. They need to get it out in front of him and use that to make sure that we get a Republican president next time around. But to your point, how do you do that? How do you think you're going to switch out the government that easily?
Well, ask yourself, what did Charles de Gaulle do in World War II when the Nazis took over France? And in many ways, what we have running this country are totalitarian dictators at this point in time. He declared a shadow government in London. And when the Nazis ultimately were driven out of France, he reentered. I'm not suggesting that we move against the country or the state, rather the government as it currently exists. But let's offer the people an alternative. Let's put up real leaders, ethical leaders. Let's elect judges rather than having them appointed with what otherwise is legalized bribery, campaign contributions. The judges, I filed a pleading today in the federal court in Washington, D.C., where I said to the judges straight up, no one would do this except me because, you know, most lawyers fear retaliation. I said, you want to look for the real reasons for January 6th? Look in the mirror. It's the fact that the people don't feel that they can get redress for their grievances anymore in our legal system.
That's right.
And that gets back to your first question about lawsuits. What did it do before? What did it do in 2020? Trump's own Supreme Court justices wouldn't even give him a hearing on a well-brought case by the Attorney General of Texas. So I don't have faith in the system anymore. I'm sorry if I'm Debbie Downer here. But I think we do need to move on, the American people. We have the right to do it. Our Constitution says when in the course of human events the sovereign no longer represents the people, I'm paraphrasing, under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of man, not the law of the king, that they have a right to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. That's what Jefferson and the others wrote in a more eloquent way. And I think we're at that point. I think if we take the lead and show the American people that the Democrat Party is pure evil, it's socialist, communist, atheist, every radical ideology, the Republican Party has become a fundraising, racketeering enterprise to perpetuate its own power. Really, very connected to the American people.
You're scaring me, Larry, because you're talking about a group of people that you want to be able to decide what the next government's going to be like. The people who voted Obama in twice, who keep voting in Pelosi, who think Fetterman might be a good choice for senator, Wasserman Schultz, Maxine Waters. You want me to go down and listen to their A-team? I mean, seriously, it's scary to believe or think that the American populace today has as much care, want, desire, and understanding of the American process as they did 150 years ago.
Well, I write about it in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution to Wake Up America. I'll plug it a little bit, but you can get it at freedomwatchusa.org and all major booksellers. But it was a small coterie of founding fathers and colonialists that started the ground rolling in colonial times. It was not the majority of the people. Through pamphleteers, through writing books, through getting out to the populace, getting them to understand that they're not being represented by the people who profess to be their leaders. And today, I think it's actually, as easy as then, because look, you can't afford gasoline. You can't afford food. You can't even get baby formula. There's rampant crime. There's open borders bringing in diseased people into this country, drug traffickers, human traffickers, and everything else. We've destroyed Judeo-Christian values. There's no longer a distinction between a man and a woman.
Well, you got to hang tight. We got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are down sharply as mortgage rates surge. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 10% in September, which is more than double from what analysts had expected. The group's chief economist noted the impact of inflation on the housing market as the Federal Reserve hikes interest rates. Pending home sales fell across all regions of the country, with the Northeast experiencing the biggest monthly drop. More of your tax dollars are going to Ukraine. The Defense Department announces it's providing another $275 million in security aid to Ukraine as Russia's invasion of the country enters its ninth month. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the United States isn't the only country providing assistance to Ukrainians. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed first, please. As I keep telling you guys, sometimes we have to clean up the mess because you put something out there that just flat out isn't true. And then we've got to come back and fix it. And maybe we don't have to, but in order to move forward, sometimes you've got to get it straight. So I've got Larry Kleeman is on with me. He's the founder and former chairman of the nonprofit foundation Judicial Watch. And he's been fighting this most of his career. He's been fighting against injustice and restoring ethics to the legal profession. Oh, there, that's a lifelong goal for you, right?
Yeah, that's a misnomer, isn't it?
But, Larry, you say that, you know, again, we were talking about this earlier, but you've got these election laws, not you, but this... the RNC is ready to file 73 election lawsuits. They're not going to follow through. They're not going to fight this stuff. We were just talking offline. You have to have people of integrity behind it that are willing to push it through and make a difference, don't you?
No, you're right. You know what Mark Twain said about lawyers? And what's the difference between lawyers and prostitutes? You get something of value from prostitutes.
All right.
I can tell you that as a lawyer for 45 years.
Send your emails to Larry. Don't send it to me.
Right.
Again, we were just talking about the succession line, right? Even if we take over the Senate and the House, now you got, if you can get rid of Joey B., then you got Carmella. If you get rid of Carmella, you got, well, hopefully you won't have Nancy Pelosi. You got Kevin McCarthy, but what's the difference? A couple of years
today. That's my point. Joe, and we can talk about other things, too, about how we get rid of Biden, at least for right now. But, yeah, we get rid of all of them. Let's just walk away from them. We have the right to do that. You, me, others who are, you know, are tuned in and understand what's going on, is that, say we bring someone in. Maybe DeSantis would leave Florida and join an independent political party. His own party will try to stab him in the back eventually, and just as they did Trump. Bring in people like Sarah Palin, bring in people who have been ostracized by the establishment, who understand that the American people are not represented by these two parties, and let's declare a new government and give them an alternative. And let's take the capital out of Washington, D.C. and put it somewhere else. The place looks like Disney World anyway. It doesn't look like America. I mean, we're not Greek. We don't have Greek buildings. You know,
no, you know what I love about D.C., which is nothing really, but what I love about it is when you go back there, there's no issues. They're building all over the place. You can't get a hotel room. You can barely get a reservation to a decent restaurant. So the economy's booming, Larry. What's the problem?
It's always boomed because government feeds government, and then it supports everybody else. And there's never been a recession in Washington, D.C. in my lifetime. It just keeps rolling and getting bigger. And frankly, I was back there recently. I looked at it, you know, because I lived there for almost 30 years. I still go back there when I have to. But I look at the architecture, and except for the mall, it's not even beautiful. It really isn't. I mean, maybe Georgetown is nice. I used to live there. But it's actually quite ugly, you know, when you look at it. And it's ugly in terms of the people. They have a sense of self-worth and self-importance that they're better than everybody else. And I've got to deal with the judges. And it's the absolute worst federal court system in the United States. They're a bunch of political hacks, both Democrat and Republican appointed. They don't represent the American people. And look what they're doing to the January 6th peaceful protesters. Mm-hmm. Denying them bail, throwing them in prison because they don't like the way they dressed. I mean, the QAnon shaman, whatever you think of him, he was escorted into the Capitol. He got 3.5 years because he dressed like a freak, you know. And you know, families are being thrown in prison. Kids are being thrown in prison because they understand, the judges, that they're next because they have, in every conceivable way, abandoned the American people, and they've become just like the yes men of King George III, rubber stamping what the establishment wants. I know all this sounds extreme, but we've got to face reality. Look at the country. It's virtually collapsed. You had those little clip on zombies. Yeah, we got a president who's a zombie. We've got a vice president whose IQ, if it's 70, it's stretching it. You've got a Nancy Pelosi, you know, has had 25 breast implants, but that's about all she's been doing for the last 30 years, you know? So, you know, this is where we are. I'm using a little humor to make the point, but it's a freak show. I mean, that's what it is. It's a freak show in Washington, D.C.
Well, look, at a couple of quick things. You know, you talked about what's going on in D.C., the Durham report, you know, it's coming out with this. You can't get justice in D.C. You're not going to get 24 jurors to come together and give any kind of Republican, conservative, what have you, a break. You got to get it out of there. Get it to the middle of the to your point. Get it to the middle of the country. We have people that actually have to work for a living.
Right?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, I also talk about in the book, which we're doing, is that in 1992, Justice Antonin Scalia wrote a majority opinion in a case filed, the United States versus Williams, for the majority, where he held that the grand jury belongs to the American people, not the three branches of government. Before 1870, on July 1st of 1870, there was no Justice Department. The American people had to mete out justice themselves. We have indicted Joe Biden for bribery, a citizen's grand jury that we put together at Freedom Watch. You can see it at freedomwatchusa.org, for bribery from communist China, Russia, and Ukraine. No one can even refute that he was bribed. We've indicted him for negligent homicide in Afghanistan, resulting in the death of 13 GIs at Kabul Airport, and then ordering a drone strike to look tough after, you know, those brave Americans died killing 10 allies, Afghan allies, 7 of their young children, 1 3-year-old. We've indicted Anthony Fauci for negligent homicide for sending the seeds of COVID-19 to a Chinese Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research. It was foreseeable that something like this could happen. We've indicted some federal judges. We indicted Mueller. We're trying Biden as we speak. You can see excerpts. And we're seeking a conviction. And then we have a citizen's judge. We were going to give Biden a jury, but he never showed up. So we're trying him in absentia with a judge. And then we're going to ask law enforcement and the military to carry it out. Because we do have the right, even for citizens' arrests in 48 states.
Okay. So let me be the advocate here, okay? Let me be the pushback on you.
Okay.
You can say these things, just like what we were talking about with Obama and how often he stepped outside the Constitution. He did things that were unconstitutional. Who's going to put handcuffs on him? Who's going to actually go get him? Do you really believe just by pointing to something in the Constitution, you're going to show it to a military general who won't, or an admiral, who won't even protect us now, and then you're going to take the military, they're going to go take these guys out?
Well, what I'm saying, if you get valid legal process, you go back about a year, there were over 40, maybe it was more than that, maybe it was 400, I don't remember, military, ex-military retired people that wrote a letter to Biden that said, right, shape up, or we're going to have you ship out right now. We're not going to let this country become a communist state. And what I'm saying is, not vigilante justice.
Right. No, I know that's not what you're saying. Yeah.
Given Biden due process, even if we get a conviction and a sentence, we're going to give an opportunity to argue in front of the judge that he's still not guilty. We're giving him another shot. He wouldn't show up at his arraignment. He wouldn't show up at trial. He has no respect for the American people. He has only respect for himself and his self-perpetuation of power. We have the right to do this. And I'm not advocating violence. I would not ask anyone to use physical violence to take him into custody. But if, let's say, the police show up in front of the White House and say, turn yourself in, you've been convicted, it's a way to, at a minimum, mobilize the American people to get them to understand that they have to take control of their own destiny, or we're not going to have a country anymore. We're almost gone right now, frankly. It's a lot worse than what people at this point even realize, and even some of the major industrial. Yeah, I'm joking.
Because you mentioned the name Biden too many times. You need to slow down.
Yeah, that was flu. I coughed at night only. But even the major industrialists, the investment houses and others, are predicting a total collapse in the economy. A lot of people are.
Yeah. No. Listen, I'm hearing that from a lot of people. I guess I just keep going back to, you know, I've been doing this show for almost 15 years now, coming up on it. And I remember from day one, I've had economists on that were saying the economy was going to collapse and that's it, it's over, and there's going to be rioting in the streets, you won't be able to get your money out of ATM machines. And so I've been listening to it for a long time. I've been listening to how, you know, guys like Obama and others, even the DOJ, what they're doing that's illegal. Who is going to actually cause the effect of making a change? We had founding fathers that gave up their lives, their businesses, their families, and the whole nine yards. And we can't even get people to skip a day from work to go do something. But we got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute.
You're right about that, Joe, but it's got to change.
Right, I don't disagree with you. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 on Real Joe. 855. 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that so sincerely. I love when you guys get involved, get engaged. You're in the chat room talking. You're sending me emails. I really do appreciate it. And that's what we need to do. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to get informed. And that's when you make the move. Some of you, I know I pick on you guys on a regular basis because sometimes you make these moves that make it harder to unwind to really get to where we need to be. That's why I say to get informed first. Get the information you need to get. It's the only way you can win. It's the only way we can win, actually. Well, I have to do double, triple work. You know, a quick story before I bring Larry back on is that every year there's a thing called Bring Your Bible to School Day. And it's perfectly legal. There's nothing wrong with it. I brought my Bible after calling my attorney and saying, hey, can I, as a school board member, bring it to the school board meeting and admonish our kids that are Christian kids that want to bring their Bible to school to do it. Encourage them, just like other groups encourage their kids to do things. So I got the verbiage to use, I got what I needed, and I was able to do it. And we still had them go nuts, but I was able to say, because I had the right information, if you think I did something wrong, have me arrested. You can't do anything about it. I'm quoting Founding Fathers quotes, and this is a legal day, you know, here in the United States. God, I hope it is a legal day to bring your Bible to school. Anyway, long and short of it is, I won that battle. and you could win it too. If you have the right information, if you know what you're talking about, you can win these battles. So don't do anything stupid. Get informed first. And don't just run around saying, I have a First Amendment right. Figure out where your First Amendment right lies and truly how to exercise that First Amendment. Larry Klayman joins me. He's the founder and former chair of the nonprofit foundation Judicial Watch. He dedicated his career to fighting against injustice and restoring ethics to the legal profession. And Larry, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Joe. My pleasure.
All right. I think I was being a little tough in the sense of saying I agree with you on some of the comments that you have and how we're supposed to handle things and what we're supposed to do. But as happened with Obama, what does that mean? I mean, if we don't have people, if the DOJ isn't going to enforce the law, if the DOJ isn't going to stand on the Constitution, who will?
You know, I'm going to butcher this quote, but there's a famous quote by Bobby Kennedy. And, you know, the Kennedys were not all bad. In fact, bring back John F. Kennedy's. He's a lot better than anything else we've had except Ronald Reagan and, to some extent, Trump. But it was something to the effect, some people look at things and say, I can't. Other people say, why not? Okay? I'm just paraphrasing.
Right.
We've got to think big. We've got to realize that we've got to start over again. And, you know, we've been in existence for 240-some years. And it's natural that we are suffering this decline in the country. Our founding fathers predicted it. Jefferson, who I dedicate my book to, said we'd have to wage a revolution about every 20 years or so to clean house. Actually, we've done better than he predicted so far. And then he added, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the Tree of Liberty? Jefferson would have been the first one in the Capitol on January 6th.
I agree.
He was back to the French Revolution. And I'm not advocating violence, and he didn't want to see it. But he was predicting the inevitable. We are at the point, almost, of the inevitable. I walked into a trial a few weeks ago. I was in Washington. I had a hearing in another case to the Oath Keepers, a trial.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they're being tried for? They amassed outside of Washington. They were armed, okay? But it was clear what they were waiting for was an order by then-President Trump to come in and assist Trump in what really would have been an insurrection. They didn't commit any crime. But yet they're being tried for a crime. It's not a crime to bear arms, as long as you don't move against the government. And it reminded me of a trial in the movie Bananas. You ever see that with Woody Allen?
Oh, yeah.
The courtroom scene, people should Google it because it's quite accurate, where Woody Allen, to win back his wife, who was a communist, goes to Central America and becomes like Che Guevara. And he comes back, and they try him for sedition. And you know, Miss America gets up on the stage, on the witness stand, sings a song in Italian, and she gives her thoughts, and she says, you know, there's nothing wrong in having different views, but your views can't be too different from the president's, because if they are, that's sedition. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing, I'm cleaning it up, but people ought to watch that parody of Woody Allen, because it's extremely accurate as to what's going on today. Is it,
wow.
There's no dissent that is tolerated. So if people want to go about their lives, like you're saying, Joe, ignoring everything and just going have fun or whatever they're doing. You know, they're going to have a rude awakening. And our founding fathers didn't have to do what they did. King George III was Mother Teresa compared to the people that are running this country today. But they realized for the sake of future generations, their children, grandchildren, and beyond that, that they had to take a stand with the king. And if you care about your kids and grandkids, you can't sit there counting your money in retirement or doing nothing if you're middle-aged or young.
Well, I hear it all. Look, as a school board member, I hear it all the time. I hear how people tell me, look, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any retribution. You know, I'm just trying to do this. I'm just trying to raise my family. And you go, you know, look at what's happened. I've been, Larry, talking about some of the things that we're fighting today. 12 years ago, when I got on the board, I said, why are we doing this? Why are we letting this happen? You know what this is going to lead to. Now, I'm no genius. I don't have a law degree. I've never been to college except to throw back a few drinks in my younger days. But I've never been into higher education. But some of this stuff is so common sense. You know, you look at it, you say, if you go down this road, this is what's going to happen. And we're seeing it come into fruition, and those people are saying, what do we do? I said, well, you could have easily done something 10 years ago. Now you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to hang in there and keep pounding away till you get what you want. I don't know if we have the stomach for that anymore.
We've got to try. We can't give up. The alternative is total disaster.
Yep.
For this country. And, you know, the biggest, and you've hit it with the kids and everything, is I think the biggest issue is the enemy within even more than the enemy without. And yep. When you destroy Judeo-Christian values, when you erase the distinction between man and woman, when you say it's neat and cool to teach homosexuality, transgenderism, in the schools and that kind of thing, and when you start enacting laws like they have in some of the Western states, the kids can get a sex change operation, not even tell their parents, and insurance companies have to pay for it. You know that we live in a really sick society. When you have a secretary of transportation like Pete Buttigieg, for instance, posing in bed with his male wife with two surrogate kids, as if his male wife just gave birth to the kids, when you have these kinds of freaks running the government, you know that you need a new government. This guy's mentally ill, and he's not the only one that's in charge of Biden's cabinet.
Yeah, when you see what, and when you look what's going on in the White House right now, everything is geared around the LGBTQA+, whatever, however they call it, community. Where's the actual issues that we're having to deal with on a daily basis? How does holding the, hiring more LGBTQ people in the White House, how does that fix what we're doing with Iran? How does that fix what's going on in the Saudis? How does that fix what's going on in Russia?
Right, and I say, by the way, I'm not saying LGBTQ people don't deserve rights. I'm just saying don't push it on other people. Okay, and don't push
it on other people. I'm in full agreement.
Don't pretend that you're a woman when you're really a man. I mean, that's mentally ill, okay, frankly. But yes, we have these problems. And we've got a president, if you want to call him that. I still consider him not to be my president. He's not my president. I think he's very illegitimate. I'm not going to apologize. I think there was fraud and other election irregularities that put him in there. But when you have someone like this who is so brain dead, and even before he became brain dead, so intellectually bereft, we're in deep trouble. And we were talking about the Saudis at a break. You know, what the Saudis did in cutting oil production, when Biden went over there, said, you have to raise it, you know, and obviously the prince probably said, what are you going to do for us with Iran? And Biden didn't give a response that made any sense. The prince says, okay, I'm going to drive you out of office. I'm going to drive your Democrats out of office, and hopefully it'll have a lasting effect on you in 2024. So, actually, let's take our hat off to the Saudi prince, because he actually did something. Whereas most Americans, as you point out, Joe, are doing nothing. But he's
Larry,
a little at the gas pump.
But do you think that Trump really had them, we had peace in the Middle East. We haven't seen peace like that in the Middle East in forever. Do you think it was a mutual respect there or a fear as to what Trump might do if they stepped out of line?
It was both. What did Teddy Roosevelt say? You know, speak softly, but carry a big stick.
Right.
But I'll tell you something, the Middle East, it's tremendously transformed in many ways. Saudi Arabia and Israel are now allies. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. There was an investment seminar in Riyadh just today where Israeli banks were there to invest in Saudi Arabia and vice versa. Biden is incapable of that. Saudi Arabia hates Biden. And, you know, he's destroyed our relationships in the Middle East. The Israelis hate him. Okay? And they realize he's a moron. I mean, so, you know, this is where we are. So let's just move on. Leave the criminals in Washington and let's move on and start our own government.
I listened to you and I was paying attention so much I lost track of time. Tell people where to find your book. Tell people where to find more information about you.
You can go to freedomwatchusa.org. I'm not really making money off the book, but I want you to read it because it's my manifesto.
They need to get informed. They need to get informed. That's what it boils down to. All right, Larry, we'll have you back on again. Appreciate your time with me. Joe McKee, your host. Next hour, you're stuck with me. The whole hour. We'll be back in a little bit.